I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Her name is Janet Napolitano, and she is the latest prospect talked about for President-elect Barack Obama's cabinet. Napolitano is the governor of Arizona. She's a Democrat and an early Obama supporter, and now she's said to be the frontrunner to take over as Secretary of Homeland Security. The World's Matthew Bell reports on what a Napolitano nomination would signal about the Obama administration's priorities.
Besides the Pentagon, the Department of Homeland Security is the mother of all federal bureaucracies. It's got more than 200,000 employees from 22 different government agencies, from the U.S. Customs Service to the Secret Service to the Coast Guard, from the massive Federal Emergency Management Agency to little-known agencies such as Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Broadly speaking, DHS is responsible for immigration, border enforcement, disaster relief, and protecting the country from terrorist attacks. Michael Greenberger directs the Center for Health and Homeland Security at the University of Maryland. Whoever becomes the next Secretary of Homeland Security, Greenberger says, priority number one is to make DHS work.
This, if nothing else, is a major challenge of executive ability to get these 22 different agencies that are not just counterterror focused, but also emergency management focused, up and operating skillfully. And as we saw in Hurricane Katrina, there was probably no better example of a lack of effective government response than FEMA's response to that tragedy in the Gulf Coast.
Greenberger admits he doesn't have any inside knowledge about Obama's choice, but he says Janet Napolitano would be a great one.
I have observed her in action and seen a lot of her work, both as a U.S. attorney, a state attorney general, and a governor. And I think she is likely to be the answer to this conundrum of managing these agencies, not only because of her executive skills, but because she will attract competent people. She cannot run the department by herself.
One issue that Napolitano has lots of experience with is illegal immigration. She declared a state of emergency along the border with Mexico, and she called for the Arizona National Guard to be deployed there at Washington's expense. She's also supported enforcement measures like prosecuting companies caught hiring illegal workers. Here's Napolitano speaking about the issue during her reelection campaign for governor in 2006.
When you go to the border, if you actually go there now, and I go there on a regular basis, it is a very different place than it was 18 months ago, a year ago. And indeed, the numbers of illegal immigrant apprehensions are steadily going down.
Napolitano is probably the closest the Democrats could get to an immigration hawk.
Mark Krikorian is with the Center for Immigration Studies, which favors restrictions on immigration. He has dark suspicions about a Napolitano nomination if it comes to pass. Krikorian thinks Obama is really looking ahead to the goal of passing comprehensive immigration reform that includes amnesty for people already living in the U.S. illegally.
Clearly, that may be what they have in mind. Get somebody as tough as they could actually find as a Democratic governor in Homeland Security so that down the road they could make a case for legalization based on credibility, a track record of credibility on enforcement.
Tom Barry isn't so sure about that. He's with the Center for International Policy. Barry says he would welcome the appointment of someone at DHS, such as Napolitano, who supports comprehensive immigration reform and a pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants.
But I don't think that we should be hopeful that it will happen anytime soon. I don't think in this administration. She doesn't have the power to move it forward. She will be focused on not only immigration, but on other homeland security issues.
Besides that, Barry says there isn't much of a constituency for immigration reform. Its strongest advocates are not citizens, and therefore they can't vote, while its strongest opponents are well-organized and they have electoral clout. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.